Playo offers overdrafts to help businesses manage spending. Playo, a Denmark-based fintech, has launched an expanded suite of products and features designed to help European businesses effectively manage their spending. Fiserv acquires Skytef. Global provider of payments and financial services technology Fiserv has acquired Skytef to broaden its network of partners in Brazil. NatWest and MasterCard simplify online shopping. UK-based bank NatWest Group has enabled Click to Pay for all customers with a MasterCard debit card, looking to make online shopping easier and safer for people in the country. Backbase launches Grand Central. Netherlands-based Backbase has launched its Grand Central service and has invested US$10 million to accelerate the connectivity of region-specific products. Qatar Central Bank issues the loan-based crowdfunding regulation. Qatar Central Bank has issued instructions for the loan-based crowdfunding regulation for the purpose of licensing and regulating activities and services in Qatar. MasterCard partners with BizM. MasterCard has partnered with BizM in order to provide micro-retailers and distributors in India with optimized digital supply chain financing solutions. Evo Banco taps Snowdrop Solutions for geolocation service. Spain-based Evo Banco has launched a geolocation service for digital purchases in partnership with Snowdrop Solutions to enhance customer insights. Viva.com secures UK EMI license from FCA. European cloud-based neobank Viva.com has received an e-money institution authorization for its UK subsidiary VivaWallet.com from the Financial Conduct Authority. Nexi Group expands its brand into the DACH region. European Paytech Nexi has announced the expansion of its brand into the DACH region. D-Wave partners with Satispay. Canada-based D-Wave has partnered with Satispay to develop a quantum hybrid application to optimize customer rewards initiatives. Beyond Money launches Beyond Money Checkout. Beyond Money has launched its Beyond Money Checkout solution in partnership with Atu to offer businesses in Bahrain improved online payment acceptance services. Lloyds Bank augments its payment suite with FreedomPay. UK-based retail banking company Lloyds Bank has partnered with commerce platform FreedomPay to offer clients a suite of fast, efficient, and secure payments. Glia partners with Lumen Digital. US-based Glia has partnered with Lumen Digital to integrate its DCS capabilities into the latter's online banking platform and streamline the digital-first member service. DataVisor launches Gen AI-facilitated fraud solution. AI-powered fraud and risk platform DataVisor has announced the launch of AI Copilot, a generative AI-facilitated fraud solution to improve real-time fraud defense. OKX Wallet integrates with P12. Crypto trading app OKX has integrated with Web3 gaming ecosystem P12 to offer users an easy connection to a sustainable gaming economy. NatWest enrolls debit cards in MasterCard's Click to Pay. NatWest has become the first UK bank to enable MasterCard's Click to Pay for all of its customers. Wise shares up as profit guidance hiked. Shares in money transfer behemoth Wise have leapt on the back of an income guidance upgrade for FY24. Evo Banco taps AI and Google Maps to show customers' transaction locations. Spanish digital bank Evo Banco has launched a geolocation service for card purchases that uses AI and Google Maps to show customers the exact time and place where their transactions took place. U.S. Faster Payments Council publishes operational guidelines for instant payments. The U.S. Faster Payments Council, FPC, a membership organization devoted to advancing safe, easy-to-use faster payments in the United States, today published Guideline 0.01. Operational considerations for instant payments receive side primer in its Faster Payments Knowledge Center. Viva.com Group obtains UK e-money institution authorization from FCA. Viva.com Group, a leading European cloud-based neobank, has received e-money institution authorization for its UK subsidiary, VivaWallet.com Limited, from the Financial Conduct Authority, FCA. Fiserv acquires Brazil's Skytef. Fiserv, Inc., NYSE, FI, a global leader in payments and financial technology, announces the acquisition of Skytef, primary distributor of Software Express's CTEF, Sola and Inteligente de Transferência Eletrônica de Fundos, from Fiserv, the leading electronic funds transfer solution in Brazil. Indonesian embedded fintech Luna raises fresh funds. Luna, an Indonesian embedded fintech and vertical SaaS platform for retailers and MSMEs, today announced the completion of a round of financing led by TNB Aura through its TNBA Scout initiative, with participation from Seedstars as well as existing investors 1982 Ventures, Century Oak Capital, and Prasesha Dwidharma. MasterCard demonstrates interoperable CBDC for Web3 commerce in RBA pilot. MasterCard today announced that it has successfully demonstrated capabilities of a new solution that enables CBDCs to be tokenized, or wrapped, onto different blockchains, providing consumers with a new option to participate in commerce across multiple blockchains with increased security and ease. Zilch unveils new credit scoring platform. Zilch, the UK-headquartered multi-award-winning ad-subsidized payments network, today proudly unveils Zilch Up, a revolutionary product dedicated to empowering people typically excluded from mainstream credit. Six expands cloud connectivity with Megaport. Six, the global financial information provider, is leveraging leading network as a service provider Megaport to provide customers seamless private access to its data services via any major public cloud provider. Alt21 raises $21 million to fund growth of hedging platform. Alt21, a leading hedging technology company, today announced that it has closed a US$21 MEO, 19.4 MEO EUR, million funding round, one of the largest pre-Series A funding rounds in Europe so far this year, to support the next stage of its growth. Croatia launches new central securities depository with Montran. On September 11, 2023, Croatia's financial landscape took a bold step into the future. Sredinji Klarinko Depozitarno Drutvo, SKDD, also known as the Central Depository and Clearing Company of Croatia, announced the successful launch of its new Central Securities Depository, CSD, platform. CFPB takes aim at bank junk fees. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB, is warning America's large banks about the practice of charging so-called junk fees for basic customer services like the provision of account information. KiwiBank to pay $812,500 civil penalty for overcharging customers. KiwiBank has been ordered to pay a $812,500 civil penalty at the High Court in Wellington for making false and/or misleading representations to some customers, following proceedings brought by the Financial Markets Authority, FMA, Te Mana Tai Hokuoko. Gesic Devrent launches its Compass Cash Center as a SaaS service. Germany-based security technology company Gesic plus Devrent has offered its Compass Cash Center as a scalable SaaS solution from the cloud. Honor Bank goes live on the nCino Cloud Banking Platform. U.S.-based HonorBank has implemented nCino's commercial banking solution and went live on the nCino cloud banking platform. Worldline launches flexible payout feature. France-based Worldline has launched a flexible payout feature for its e-commerce solution, aiming to increase cash flow for partners in the U.S. Aero Commerce partners with Ordo. UK-based e-commerce platform Aero Commerce has partnered with open banking-enabled payment services provider Ordo. Apple Wallet shows balances and transactions for US Discover credit cards. Apple Wallet's new integration has enabled it to show the card's details and transaction history for Discover US credit card customers. MasterCard demonstrates CBDC interoperability for Web3 commerce. Global payments technology company MasterCard has revealed that it demonstrated CBDC interoperability for trusted Web3 commerce in Australia. POS startup LowPay raises 6 meters. British app-based POS startup LowPay has raised 6 million in a seed funding round joined by Backed VC, Portage and the Venture Collective. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.